Yeah, hey, Tim. Well, we just got 123 net down my street, and they're offering, I didn't even look at all the different packages, but when I saw they had a gigabit symmetrical service for like $60, I'm like, why would I do anything else? And again, it's probably way more than I'll ever use, but, you know, why not? So right now, though, I'm enjoying the T-Mobile, and it's working really good for me, and I'm getting internet. I'm getting all my internet needs for like $30 a month. It's crazy. And the only negative, you might have heard me mention earlier, is the T-Mobile, everything is this carrier-grade NAT, so the IP address changes constantly, multiple times during a day, and it causes havoc with things like nodes and stuff. I've mostly worked the bugs out of that using DBNS and other various, you know, tricks and tunneling and stuff, but it's still a little problematic. Like, I got a VoIP phone, and one of the services is just always, you know, it's off, and then it's on, and it's off, then it's on, and, yeah, it's just, that would be the one thing that would get me to switch to something else, and if I do, it'll be that 123 net gigabit service.